318 Afternoons with Aaron on Kate Radio. 81 degrees, and we continue to preview some of the fall sports teams in the area. And today we're going to talk with Brady Neal, first-year head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football. And Brady, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Pleasure to be here.
So, Brady, let's talk about coaching experience. You mentioned first year as the head coach for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Before taking the head coaching job, what coaching experience have you had beforehand?
This was not my first year in coaching by any means, but first year as the actual head coach. The last 2 years I spent as the assistant in the program on the varsity level, doing a bunch of random stuff. And then before that, there's been numerous things that I've done with every sport, baseball, basketball, just kind of in the Alden Conger program, and then volunteering with some stuff. But actual coaching experience, I'd say there's probably 6 or 7 years where I've helped at some point within the school district.
Well, Brady, that's got to be nice for you. You mentioned being an assistant coach, and then you move in as the head coach. So obviously you know the kids in the program, and that's got to make the transition a lot easier for you.
Yeah, I've been helping out even with our elementary program in Alden since I was in high school and even middle school, kind of helping out. So I've been seeing kids grow since they've been in elementary school, and it does help as they get into the varsity program. Already have positions kind of laid out, and we already are kind of building themselves up since we've been working on it since elementary school, and working really closely with all of the coaches, elementary, middle school, just to get them ready for once they get into that varsity level, they are 100% on it and ready to go.
Brady Neal, first-year head coach, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, with us here on Kate Radio. And Brady, who did you take over for as the head coach?
Casey Seuss was the previous head coach for the last 2 years, and he did a lot of great things for the program and kind of built it to where we are now. And I'm just kind of taking over and basically building on what he's built, along with many of the coaches kind of before him too.
Brady, last year, and I've said this with all the coaches, it was a different season. You know, football was stopped, postponed, then started, then stopped again. How much football do you remember offhand did Alden Conger at Glenville Emmons get in last year?
Yeah, we actually got all of our games in. Never had any issues with anything last year, and hopefully that keeps up this year. I know things are kind of ramping up again, but fingers crossed we get that full 8-game season in. Last year it was 6, obviously, but hopefully we get that full 8 and we get as much playing time as possible.
Do you remember offhand what the record was?
Yeah, last year we were 1-8, including the playoffs. So we got a win under our belt, and hopefully we keep that going and get a little more than one win this year.
Brady, let's talk about personnel. How are numbers for this year's team? And besides that, I talk about who some of the key players are for the Alden Conger Glenville Emmons football team.
Yeah, numbers are a little bit of an issue this year. We're pretty down on our upperclassmen. I believe off the top of my head, we've got 6 juniors and seniors combined.
Oh, wow.
I think 2 seniors, 4 juniors, and then one of our seniors actually did get hurt this offseason and is out for the year. He was kind of going to be our quarterback this year, so we are rebuilding with that too. But otherwise, our freshman-sophomore group is looking pretty good. We've got 8 sophomore and 9 freshmen coming up, and I know our middle school is pretty high up in numbers too, so we're just kind of in a down year this year. Players this year that we're really looking at to help the team. Luke Henschy is going to be one of our linemen this year. He's a junior this year, and he's really kind of stepped up this offseason, along with everyone, but he's just kind of taken that leadership role, which is why he was one of the captains that I chose this year. Along with that, obviously, Mason Grunsky, he's one of our seniors that did get hurt. I still look at him for being one of those leaders, obviously off the field now instead of on the field, but he's going to be one of those people who just kind of motivate those younger kids, and he's got a lot of experience to help those freshmen, sophomore gain even more. Otherwise, I mean, I could name all the whole team names just because they're all kind of fitting into our puzzle. They all do special things within the program that are going to help in the future. But those are just kind of a couple of the big main ones that we're really, really looking forward to keep pushing the program. And like I said, just keep building what we've got coming up here.
Head coach of Alden Conger, Brady Neal, joining us. And Brady, your team was your team part of the scrimmage on Saturday here in Albert Lee?
Yes, it was.
Yep. Give us a recap. How did things go for you?
Yeah, so we unfortunately only had 17 of our 26 on the roster here just because State Fair is going on, which, you know, always around this time, it's a little tough. But being a 4-H kid myself, I 100% understand where they're coming from and encourage it. Otherwise, it went pretty well. Most of the teams, because we only had 17, they understood what we had coming, and we all kind of agreed that we were going to play our team, everybody we had, and then everybody else was going to kind of just put their JV against us to get them some reps along with us, just kind of staying competitive and not getting hurt. And it went well. We found some players' positions, and again, with the scrimmage, it's just kind of that first opportunity to hit somebody else besides your team, so just kind of getting the cobwebs out of their helmets.
9-man football, or are you guys 11-man?
We are 11-man.
Okay. As Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, been like that for a while. Again, I'm new back to the area. Was here 8 years ago, new back to the area. How long has the two programs been playing 11-man?
So, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. In 2014 was our last year of full, no, maybe it was. It was 2015. Fall of 2015 was the last year of full 9-man everything.
Okay.
And then 2015 was when they joined with Glenville, or when Alden Conger joined with Glenville Evans, and then we've been with them ever since. And I believe, I don't want you to quote me, but I think either fall of 2016 or fall of 2017 when we went full 11-man. And I know there was a year or two where we were 9-man regular season, and then we actually had to go up in playoffs for 11-man. But I believe the last 2 years, I think when my first year as assistant was the first year that we were full 11-man everything.
Okay. When you look at the schedule this year, Brady, what are some key games? If there was a couple of games to circle on the calendar, every game's a big game when you only play 8 during the regular season, but what are some of the key games for your football team?
Yeah, obviously USC, I mean, they're close rivals, so that one's always a big one, and they were our only win last year, so I know they're going to be coming back at us pretty hard. But along with them, Mayer Lutheran is always the tough one. They're always top of the conference, so that one's going to be a tough one that we need to really get focused for, and that's actually our homecoming this year, which is on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Because of reffing issues. But along with those two, Waterville is always a close competition between us, and Cleveland has been one of our kind of rivals since we've been a 9-man. They kind of came up with us 11-man, so that's always another big rival. And to be honest, I think there's all the teams on the schedule are going to be, you know, competitions for us, and they're, you know, rivals and very winnable games. We just need to get the fundamentals in and get our players right.
Brady Neal, head coach again of Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, first-year head coach, previewing his team. And I guess I have to ask, because I'm learning on the fly here in the last couple of months. So is it the Knights or the Wolverines, or do you have a different nickname?
No, it is the Knights.
So it's the Knights, okay.
Yep, Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons Knights.
Just wanted to double check so I'm saying right. Brady, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you throughout the season. And who do you guys got on Friday?
We have Winona Cotter, so we'll be going all the way to Winona for that one.
Well, good luck in the opener, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you for calling.